Good morning, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
It's good to gather together before God.
能够聚集在我们的神面前，实在是非常美好。
Because our Lord loves to see us.
因为我们的主他喜悦看到我们。
So, may we sing a hymn 647?
我们唱诗歌647首。
647.
647。
I'll let the pianist play once.
我们请事先给我们先弹一遍。我最近读到《四世纪》这本书。
I could see the spiritual condition at the time reappear in this end time.
我看到那个时候的属灵的情况也在今天里面出现。
As the hymn said, we need to be revived by God.
就像诗歌里面所说我们需要给主来复兴。
Not just once,
不单只是一次。
But again and again, because our persistent rebellion heart all time.
那是需要一次再一次，因为我们心里面的那一种的背叛实在需要被对付。
You know, in Judges, though the Israelites, time after time they repent, and I think they are really, truly, repent to God.
在诗记里面，我们看到以色列的百姓，他们一次又一次的悔改。我相信他们在神的跟前是真实的悔改。
But just after a while, they forsook our God.
可是过了一阵子，他们又背叛了神。
So it tells me that's what we are.
这就告诉我们是个怎么样的人。
So we need to repent. We need to be revised. But the process is a lifetime process.
所以我们需要悔改，我们也需要被复兴，这是我们一生需要的。
I want to say this hymn says revive thy work, O Lord.
这首诗歌说到复兴你工作主。
We might mistakenly think the work is what we do.
我们可能以为这是我们需要做的那些工作。
But God reviving us is not our work.
可是神复兴我们并不是我们的工作。
He is reviving his work.
他是要复兴他的工作。
According to Ephesians 2:10, it says like that.
在以弗所书第二章第十节里面说到
，We are God's workmanship.
我们原是他的工作
，created in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里造成的。
So that's what God's work is.
这就是神的工作。
His work is us.
他的工作就是我们。
Not our work.
不是我们的工作。
But if we are truly his work,
如果我们真是他的工作
he can use us to do his work.
他能够使用我们去做他的工。
Let's finish the hymn 4, 5, 6.
我们继续唱四到六节啊。 神，我们的主
，We are waiting before you.
我们等候你。
May you show your mighty hand towards us.
愿你显出你大能的手。
Lord, you know what we need.
主啊，你知道我们需要的是什么
You know our spirit condition.
你知道我们属灵的光景。
Because you are the one who knows it all.
因为你是那一位全知的神。
So we humble and bow before you.
所以我们谦卑匍匐在你跟前。
May you use your servant to speak to us.
求你使用你的仆人来向我们说话。
May your word sustain our spiritual life.
也愿意你的话来扶持我们属灵的生命。
Especially at this same time, we are.
特别是我们处在这末世的时候。
We are so easily forsaking you.
我们是那么的容易来离弃你。
But you have grace.
但是神你有恩典。
So we wait upon your right hand.
所以我们就在这里等候了。
But you bless this time in Jesus' name we pray.
求你祝福这段时间奉主耶稣基督名求。Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for giving us this time together.
感谢主给我们有这段时间可以聚集在一起。
Like the verse in Ephesians we just looked at.
就像我们刚才所看到以弗所书里面所说的那一节经文。
We are His workmanship.
我们是他手中的工作。
And I think today God is indeed working on us.
今天神实在是。在我们当中来做工。
And I think that he's going to do a masterpiece.
我们知道他会做一个奇妙的工作。
And it is all his work.
完全是他的工作。
Indeed, there's nothing that we can boast of ourselves.
我们是不能够自夸。
So before we begin, let's just bow for another word of prayer.
我们开始之前，我们低头做个祷告。
Father God, we give you all the praises.
父神，我们把所有的赞美归给你。
Indeed, all the glory be given back to you.
所有的荣耀都归给你。
Because we have been chosen before the foundation of this world.
因为你在创世以前拣选了我们。
And today that you have brought us together and you have put us into the body of Christ.
今天你召集我们在一起，你把我们放在基督的身体里。
And we know that you are doing this great work amongst us.
我们知道你在我们当中要做那伟大的工作。
And one day, indeed, you will perfect us.
有一天你会成全我们。
Because the work you started, one day it will come to fruition.
因为你开始的工作有一天会完全的成就。
And so we thank you for your perfect will.
我们谢谢你的那美好的旨意。
And we commit this time unto you.
我们把这段时间仰望你。
Pray that these words can be edifying to all of us.
我们求你使用这些话来造就我们。
Give you back all the thanks, give you back all the praises.
把所有的感谢和颂赞归给你。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Amen.So for those who have heard my last sharing last month,
如果你上个月有听到我的分享的话
so the verse that I use, you are familiar with, was in Acts chapter 1.
我所交通的话是在使徒行传第一章里面。
And these are the words that the Lord spoke to his apostles before he ascended to heaven.
这是我们的主还没有升天之前他对门徒所说的话。
And then at the end, in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he told them.
然后在使徒行传第一章第八节里面主告诉他们。
Yeah, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And so even though the Lord ascended unto high and no longer with them,
虽然主已经升天不能够再 与他们在一起。
Yeah, the Lord has given them this mission, which is to be his witnesses, starting from Jerusalem all the way to the remotest part of the earth.
可是主把一个使命托付给他们他们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做他的见证。
But we know that they are not here just by themselves.
可是我们知道他们不是自己在那里。
Yeah, because the Lord said he will send the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit will be there with them.
因为主说在五旬节主会差派圣灵降临在他们中间。
And so it will be up to them to witness what they have seen, what they have heard, and what the Lord has done.
所以他们需要继续的来把他们从主身上所看见的、所听见的还有看见主所做的继续的来为主做见证。
Today the Lord entrusted his testimony to the church.
今天主把这个使命托付给教会。
And I think looking in the book of Acts, from the early church, we can see the way that they witnessed for the Lord. It's a good reminder for us today.
所以从使徒行传里面，我们看到起初的教会他们怎么样为主做见证也提醒我们今天如何为主做见证。
So the last time we sort of took a look at the Apostle Peter.
上次我们看到使徒彼得。
And how he testified for the Lord with boldness and with confidence.
他是怎么样的放胆的来为主做见证。
You remember that Peter, before then, he was a very boastful person, very impulsive person.
彼得之前他是一个很自夸是一个非常冲动的一个人。
And he also denied the Lord three times.
他也三次否认主。
But God turned him around. God did a great work upon him.
可是神改变了他，神在他身上做了一个大的工作。
And Peter was able to be that useful vessel for the Lord to witness for him.
所以彼得就成为主所使用的一个器皿来为主做见证。
Yeah, so one of the things he did was with the lame man I talked about last time.
上次我提到他所做的事情其中一件就是医好了那个瘸腿的人。
He caused the lame man to walk.
他使一个瘸腿的人能够起来行走。
But it's not really him. He said, it's by the name of the Lord. It's the Lord who's doing that work.
可是不是由于他因为他说是主的名使这个人可以起来行走。
Yeah. So, it's not about ourselves, it's about the Lord himself.
是不是由于我们乃是由于主他自己。
So today our testimony here on earth, is not to let people see about ourselves, but to point people to the Lord.
所以我们今天我们在地上所做的见证不是要使人看到我们自己，乃是要把人引到主那里去。
And that's true for the church itself too.
对教会来说也是一样。
So the duty of the church again is to point people, to direct people to the Lord, not to itself.
教会是要把人引到主那里去不是把人引到他们那里去。
So this morning, I'd like to turn to another person, another important vessel for God.
今天我想我们来看另外一个人，也是神所使用的一个很重要的器皿。
So you all know about the Apostle Paul.
你们都知道使徒保罗这个人。
Yeah, so if you take the book of Acts and look at it as a whole.
如果你看整本的使徒行传的话。
On the external, you see that the two main figures in this book were Peter and also Paul.
从表面来看，你会看到有两个重要的人物就是彼得和保罗。
I was reading Brother Kong's commentary on the Book of Acts.
我正在读到江弟兄对 使徒行传所写的注解
And yes, the apostles Peter and Paul, they are main figures in the book.
没有错，彼得和保罗他们是在那本书里面很重要的人物。
But the main figure actually is the resurrected Lord working through the church.
可是最重要的人物是我们复活的主他是在教会里面来做工的。
Because you know the Lord, He is the head of the church, and we are the body of Christ.
因为我们的主他是教会的头我们是他的身体。
So He was the one working behind the apostles and behind the church.
所以他是在使徒和教会的背后做工的那一位。
So we talk about Peter and his testimony before the Lord and how he pointed people to the Lord.
所以当我们看到彼得他是为主做见证的时候，他是把人要引到主那里去。
And remember what he said in Acts chapter 4, that salvation only comes through the name of the Lord. Only the name of the Lord can save people.
我们记得他
Only by the name of the Lord can people be saved.
只有靠着主的名才能够得救。
And for Paul, though, in my opinion,
对于保罗，我个人的想法是
Paul's testimony is by the way he lived his life.
保罗是借着他的生活。来见证主的。
Actually, the two things go hand in hand.
其实这两样是互相互补的。
On the one hand, we need to point people to the Lord.
在一方面，我们要把人引到主那里去。
On the other hand, we need to live a life that exemplifies the Lord Himself.
另外一方面，我们需要过一个能够满足主的心的生活。
Yeah. For those of you who were here last week, you remember Brother Simon shared with us?
如果你上个星期在这里的话，你会记得Simon 弟兄他们分享到。
Thank the Lord, Brother Simon, he shared on a few points about the Apostle Paul in his message.
感谢主Simon 弟兄他分享到关于保罗的几方面。
So it's okay if you haven't heard his message because today I will repeat a couple of his points.
如果你上星期没有听到他的信息你不要担心，因为我今天会重复他一些的观点。
Yeah, for those who have heard it, this is a reinforcement, so we can hear it again as a reminder.
如果你有听到的话那今天的话会更深的来加深你的印象。
So one of the things Brother Simon was sharing is that you know, we can talk a lot, talk on and on about the Lord on the pulpit, below the pulpit.
塞文弟兄分享到其中一件事，就是我们可以说很多关于主的事情不论是在讲台上面还是在其他的场合里面。
But if that person doesn't live out what he preaches, then it'll be just empty and people will know it.
可是如果那个人他没有在实际生活上来活出他所说的，那其他人会看得到的。
So therefore, whether individually or corporately,we all need to live out the Christ life in us.
所以不论是我们个人还是我们的整体我们都需要活出基督的生命。
And I think we can learn a lot looking at the life of Paul.
我想我们从保罗的生活里面我们可以学到很多的事情。
Especially how he lived out his life.
特别是他是如何的生活。
So Paul, you know that all the epistles he wrote a lot.
保罗他写了很多书信。
He not only wrote about what the Lord has done, he wrote about God's eternal purpose and on many other things.
他不但说到关于主还有神永远的旨意，他还写了很多其他的事情。
But I think he was endeavoring to live out what he preached or what he wrote.
可是他也活出他所教导的所传的的信息。
There are so many aspects we can share on the Apostle Paul and his life.
我们可以分享保罗很多不同的事情。
Whether we look at the book of Acts or whether we look at his epistles, his letters.
不论 当我们看使徒行传还是保罗所写的其他的书信
there are so many things that I can bring up on how Paul witnessed for the Lord.
我可以提出保罗很多不同方面的事情哈。
But for today's time, I want to especially look at Paul's conversion.
因为时间的关系，我今天只是想提一提保罗归主的这件事情。
Well, we talked about Paul. We see that he was one that was greatly used by God.
我们看保罗的时候，我们知道他是被主很大大使用的一个器皿。
But we know that he was not perfect in following the Lord.
可是我们知道他在跟随主的的上面，他不是完美的。
Again, I have to borrow from our brother Simon from last week.
我想借用上个星期Simon弟兄所说的。
The Lord had told Paul in Acts that he was to depart from Jerusalem.
主告诉保罗说，他需要离开耶路撒冷。
But still, Paul desired to go there, to even die there.
可是保罗心里面想去那里，甚至死在那里。
So Paul acted on his own zeal. And he did not listen to the Lord's words.
所以保罗是按照他的热心去行事的，他没有听从主的话。
But thank the Lord that Paul was able to turn around and he recovered later from that shortcoming.
可是感谢主，保罗他后来回转了。
To recover from that shortcoming.
就从他的那一个的过失可以给恢复过来。
If someone like Paul, who is greatly used by God, can have shortcomings, what about us today?
如果像保罗那样的一个人被神所重用的他也有有错误，那我们的错误应该是比他更大。
How much more shortcomings we all have today?
Yeah, 那我们今天的错事的话，是不是会比较更多呢？
So actually, if you look at different individuals in the Bible, Old and New Testament,
其实当我们看在旧约和新约里面不同的人物的时候，
they all have flaws.
他们都有亏欠的，有错事的。
We saw the Apostle Peter, he has flaws.
我们看到使徒彼罗彼得他有错事。
In Galatians, Paul wrote that he opposed Peter to his face because of his hypocrisy.
在加拉太书里面保罗写到他当面的去抵挡彼得，因为彼得他装假。
In the Old Testament, Brother Simon shared about the characters Isaac and Jacob.
Simon 弟兄提到在旧约里面的雅各还有以撒。
Yeah, so both of them had flaws in their lives.
他们这两个人在他们的生活里面都有很多的过错。
But God has a way to work with flawed individuals.
可是神在个人的过错上面，神有他的方法去处理。
To turn them around, to bring them back to Him.
使他们回转过来归向他。
So that's the work that we see God in individuals throughout history.
这是我们在历史里面我们看到神在个人身上的工作。
So while I'm on this point, I'd like to kind of share a little bit about ourselves.
我想在这一点上面我来分享一些关于我自己。
Yes, I believe all of us has some little or big, we have flaws.
我想我们都有一些不同的过错。
Sorry if you think that you are perfect, sorry if I say that.
对不起，如果你以为你自己一个完美的人的话。
Yeah, but I think that, because of our flaws, sometimes we have failures before the Lord.
因着我们的过失，有时候我们在主的跟前我们会失败的。
And then when we fail, we get very discouraged and we might not want to, follow the Lord. We might just to stay discouraged and not follow him.
当我失败的时候，我们就会感觉到很灰心，我们就不想再继续的跟随主。
We look at ourselves as so weak and so powerless, and we feel that we cannot do anything for him.
我们看到我们自己是那么的软弱，那么的是没有能力，就不想再继续的跟随了。
We feel that we are not good at this, not good at that, we're quite useless.
我们想到我们不能够做这个，也不能够去做那个。
So if we feel like that, I think that's what the enemy wants us to believe in.
如果你有这样的感觉的话，其实这是仇敌要我们这样的去思想自己。
Especially when we have failures in the past, the enemy always uses those failures to accuse us.
特别是我们过去有失败的话，仇敌会常常用这些失败来去控告我们。
Accuse us that, oh, you have failed in the past, you can't do anything good now.
他会控告我们，就告诉我们你不能够去做任何一些好的事情。
If you listen to the enemy, you will be deceived by him.
如果你听从仇敌的话，你就给他欺骗了。
Thank the Lord, God has mercy and grace upon us.
感谢神，他对我们是有恩典有怜悯。
Even if we fail, God has a way to bring us back to him.
虽然你失败了，可是神有一个方法可以把你再次的来带回到他的跟前。
I can testify, you know, God is very gracious to us, each one of us.
我可以真正说神对我们每一个人都是很信实的。
Just as our brother who led the hymn says, God is doing that work on us. We are his workmanship.
就像我们刚才李诗歌的弟兄说到神是在我们身上做他的工作。
We are the workmanship in his hands.
我们是他手中的工作。
So going back to looking at Paul.
我们回去看一看保罗。
So very few people in the New Testament can compare to Paul in terms of giving us a good look at his life.
在圣约里面很少其他的人物像保罗一样使我们可以很深入的可以去认识他。
We know of Paul about how he was before his conversion.
我们知道保罗还没有信主以前他是一个怎么样的人。
There is not a lot, but we do know how he was like. Not a lot of information in the Bible. But then we still see what he's like.
虽然在圣经里面没有给我们很多的资料，可是我们还是知道他以前是怎么样的一个人。
And we don't have too much detail about his final days on this earth.
我们对他在世上最后的日子，我们也不是有很多的details 资料。
But nevertheless, we get a very good picture of him, especially after his conversion.
可是我们还是对他有一些的认识特别是在他信主的这件事情上面。
In the Old Testament, though, if you look in the book of Genesis,
在旧约，你如果去看创世纪的话
，we get pretty good biographies of people like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph.
我们对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各还有Joseph， 我们对他都会有一些的认识。
And you know, Brother Kong also said this about Paul in 2 Corinthians. That is his autobiography.
张弟兄说到哥林多后书其实是保罗的一个自传。
And not only that, we see that Paul wrote about himself, his life, his following the Lord in many of his letters, his epistles.
我们不但看到保罗说到他是如何的跟随主，我们也看到他是在那里写了很多其他的书信。
So all in all, I think we get a good, very good picture of this person, Paul.
所以我们对保罗这个人，我们是非常的认识他。
Regarding Paul's conversion, which I'll share more detailedly today.
我想比较仔细点的来分享保罗归主的这件事情。
So just in the book of Acts alone, we see the conversion account in no less than three times.
只在使徒行传里面，我们看到有说到保罗他自己至少有三次那么多。
Can we have a brother bring up the slides for us now? So if you read the book of Acts, you cannot miss about Paul's conversion.
你如果读使徒行传的话，你一定会读到保罗归主的这件事。
Yeah, we don't have time to read all three accounts, but I just want to point them out. Can a brother forward that? So there are, So there are three accounts in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面有三次记载到。
So the first account was in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 19.
第一次是在使徒行传第九章第一到第十九节。
So this is the account that was witnessed by people around Saul, which was Paul's name before he was original name that was given Saul.
这是一些旁观者，他们看到那件事就把它记载下来。
Yeah, and this was recorded by Luke, of course, who wrote the book of Acts.
是路加所写的。
And the second account was in Acts chapter 22, verses 3 to 16.
然后第二次的记载是在使徒行传第22章第3到第16节。
This was the time when Paul was making his defense to the Jews.
这是保罗在犹太人面前为自己辩护所说的话。
Yeah. And then the third account was in Acts chapter 26, verses 8, 4 to 18.
然后第三次是在使徒行传第26章第4到第18节。
And he was making his defense to King Agrippa.
他是在亚基伯王面前为自己辩护的。
So we do not have time to read all those. I encourage you to go back and read them. But I will choose some verses to go through later on.
我们没有时间每一个的记载都去看一看，如果大家回去有时间的话可以看一看。
So it's not unusual in scriptures for a particular event, particular teaching to be repeated more than once, or to be recorded more than once.
就在圣经里面对同一件事情或者同一个的教导有超过一次的记载，其实 不是很罕有的。
I'll give you some examples. The Ten Commandments.
比如说，十诫。
It's recorded in Exodus and then later in the book of Deuteronomy.
首先是出现在出埃及记，然后也在生命记。
We also see the other laws and statutes. They were also recorded multiple times.
我们也看到其他的诫命，也重复的记载。
We saw the different kings in Judah.
我们看到犹大诸王。
Yeah. So their accounts we can find them both in 1st, 2nd Kings and also 1st and 2nd Chronicles.
我们可以在列王记上还有历代志上下可以看到他们的记载。
Going on to the New Testament time.
然后我们来到新约。
We see the four gospel books.
我们看到有四本福音书。
We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我们有马太、马可、路加还有约翰。
And if you read those four gospel books and compare them, you see that there are similar or same events, same teachings repeated multiple times within the gospels.
你如果读这四本的福音书的话，你会看到相同的事件有 记载在这四本的书里面。
For instance, Christ's crucifixion was recorded in the Gospels.
比如说，基督被钉十字架这件事都记载在这四本书里面。
So, when we read these repetitions in the Bible,
当我们在圣经里面看到这些重复的事件的时候，
yeah, we know that there is a purpose behind them.
我们知道在背后是有一个目的的。
They're not just there to take up space in the Bible.
他们不只是在在圣经里面占了一些的篇幅。
When we look at the gospel books,
当我们看福音书的时候，
We know that the events were written through the perspectives of each different writer.
我们知道每一件事情都按着那个作者的的观点去记载的。
Yeah. And their perspectives would fit into the theme of the particular gospel.
他们的观点是与那本书的主题是相符合的。
So for Matthew, his theme was Christ as the King of the Kingdom.
马太福音是以基督是王的这个主题来写。
And then for John, Christ, he is the Son of God.
然后约翰福音是说到基督是神的儿子。
So I think similarly, when we look at Paul's conversion.
同样当我们看保罗他信主的这件事情。
I said that there are three accounts.
我们看到有三处的记载。
Each account was in a different context.
每一个的记载都有不同的内容。
The first, again, it was describing the actual conversion itself.
第一次的记载是说到他信主的那一个的过程。
Yeah, in the perspective of the bystander.
是由一些旁观者他们的观点来写的。
Again, the second was when Paul had to defend for himself in front of the Jews.
然后第二个记载是保罗在犹太人面前为他自己辩护。
And then third was, of course, before the King Agrippa.
然后第三处是他在亚基伯王面前的辩护。
If you compare those three accounts,
你如果比较这三处的记载呢？
You see particular detail might be found in one, but not in the others.
你会发觉到有一些的细节是在一处的记载，可是没有记载在其他的地方。
But all in all, they are supportive of one another. There's no contradictions between them.
可是他们是相辅相成的他们之间是没有矛盾的。
So I want to go take a look at each of these. I'm going to use verses from these accounts to look at Saul or Paul.
那我就想借着这些的记载，我们来看保罗这个人。
So in this part of the message, I'll just use Saul because that's what he was known at that time.
在第一处的时候，我想用扫罗这个名字啊。
Yeah. So these are the things we know about him before he was saved.
这是他还没有得救之前的事情。
So just run through a couple of verses. Can the brother forward to next? So in Acts chapter 22, verse 3.
在使徒行传第22章第3节。
So this was how Paul described himself.
这是保罗说他自己的是怎么样一个人。
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated under Gamaliel, strictly according to the law of our fathers, being zealous for God just as you all are today.
我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。
Yeah, another, can you forward, and we see in chapter 26, verses 4-5.
然后在26章第4和第5节里面。
It says, all Jews know my manner of life from my youth up, which from the beginning was spent among my own nation and at Jerusalem, since they have known about me for a long time, if they are willing to testify that I live as a Pharisee according to the straitest sect of a religion.
我从起初在本国的民众，并在耶路撒冷自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。他们若肯做见证，就晓得我从起初是按着我们教宗最严谨的教门做了法利赛人。
So from these verses, we see that Paul he was a Jew.
从这些经文里面，我们看到保罗是一个法利赛人。
And he was a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人，他是一个犹太人。
Yeah, educated under Gamaliel.
他是在加玛列门下受教的。
So he lives zealously according to the strictest sect of Judaism.
然后他是按照犹太教最严谨的的教导来去服侍的。
So unlike other apostles like Peter and his brother Andrew, they were fishermen.
他不像彼得还有他的兄弟安德烈他们两个都是渔夫。
Saul, he was one who was well educated and a respected teacher, and he's in high standing among the Pharisees.
保罗是一个受过教育的人他是一个在法利赛人当中是一个有地位的人。
Yeah. Not only he knew about the law of the fathers, but he practiced it fervently.
不但知道他祖宗的律法，他也很热心的去操练。
Who might we compare Paul to using today's occupation that we know about?
我们今天我们可以使用怎么样的的专业来与保罗去比较呢
？Yeah, I think about a lawyer.
一个律师吗
？Yeah, yeah. A lawyer, he has knowledge of all the law of the land.
一个律师他对地上的法律非常的熟悉。
He might be someone who is very upright, very fervent in practicing his profession.
他可能是一个很正直的人，也很热心的去操练他
所知道
他所知道的。
I'm not saying all lawyers are good lawyers.
我不是说所有的律师都是好的律师哈。
But I'm sure there are good ones out there who uphold their profession.
可是我相信在外面是有一些好的律师好的操守。
So this a good lawyer should be highly respected by his peers as a lawyers.
因为好的律师他应该会受到他的同行的那些的尊敬。
And also respected by the people he served, the public.
也受到他所服务的那些人对他的尊敬。
So think about if there's a good lawyer today, that's how Paul was like back in those days.
如果你想到今天有一个好的律师，那可能是以前保罗他以前是怎样的一个人。
So that was Paul before he said, but there is also another thing they will read about.
然后我们还读到关于保罗的其他事情。
So the other thing is pretty bad because he didn't like the people who follow Jesus.
其他的事情是非常不好的，因为他不喜欢那些跟随耶稣的人。
So next slide. So I'll just chose several verses from amongst these three accounts.
我就从这三个的记载里面，我就选了一些的经文。
So Acts chapter 9 verse 1 says Saul still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord.
使徒行传第九章第一节扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐为下凶下的话。
Next, and then chapter 22 verse 4.
然后第二十二章第四节
he said, he's testified himself, I persecuted this way to the death, binding and putting both men and women into prisons.
他自己做见证说，我也曾逼迫奉着道的人直到死地，无论男女都锁那下监。
Next slide. And then chapter 26 verses 9 to 11.
然后二十六章第九节。
Sorry if it's too tiny, you can follow along with your Bible. If the words are too tiny for you to read.
如果在荧幕上面的字太小的话，你可以看你自己的圣经
or you can listen as we read.
或者你可以听我们来读。
I thought to myself that I had to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prisons, having received authority from the chief priests, but also when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them.
我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。自从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案。
And when he said that, of course, I think about Stephen, the martyr of the Lord.
当他说的时候，他可能想到史提凡，被杀的那件事。
Yeah. So when Stephen was dying, Paul consented to his death.
当史提凡被杀的时候，保罗也同意的。
And then verse 11, as I punished them often in all the synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme, and me furiously enraged at them, I kept pursuing them even to foreign cities.
然后第十一节，在各会堂，我屡次用刑强迫他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至逼迫他们，直到外邦的诚意。
So Paul, before he was saved, he was persecuting all the Christians.
所以保罗他没有得救之前，他是逼迫信徒的。
Saul thought that he was honoring God when he persecuted Jesus' followers.
保罗以为他逼迫跟随耶稣的人是在荣耀神的一件事。
But so we see for Paul that many of the Christ's followers, they feared him.
So, 我们看到很多跟随主的人都非常的惧怕保罗。
What was Paul like? I would say, using today's terms, he was like an extremist.
如果用我们今天的话来说，扫罗是一个非常极端的一个人。
When we look around us in the society today, we see there are some extremists living in this country alone.
当我们看周围的时候，我们看到有很多极端的分子极端分子就在这个国家里。
They pursue after their own ideologies.
他们是追求他们自己的意识形态。
And they thought that they were doing the right thing.
他们以为他们在做对的事情。
Now they may not harm others as Paul does, but they try to live out their ideals in this country.
虽然他们可能没有像保罗一样去损害其他人，可是他们是在追随着自己的意识形态。
Yeah, so from that we see get a good picture of Paul before he was saved.
所以从这里我们可以对保罗。他还没有信主之前，有一个很深的认识。
Now just a word about ourselves again.
和我们有什么关系呢
？Or just a word. So before we were saved.
我们还没有得救之前。
You know, some of us here, we know what our former life is.
我们知道我们以前的生活是怎么样。
And something we might not even want to tell people.
有一些事情我们不想跟其他人说的。
But we see that God is able to turn us around too.
可是我们看见神愿意把我们转过来。
Yeah. So Paul, he was that kind of person. He was persecuting all the Christians, and he thought he was doing the right thing.
保罗也是一样，他以为他。迫害基督徒，他是在做对的事情。
But for God, there is not a person that is too wicked or too bad for him to save.
对神来说，没有一个人是太坏，是神不能够拯救的。
So maybe sometimes that our story too. We were so bad before we believe in the Lord, but thank the Lord is able to save us.
我们可能也是一样我们以前是那么的坏，可是神把我们拯救过来。
Next part. So we kind of want to look at what happened during Paul's conversion itself.
我们来看一看 保罗 归主的那个过程是怎么样。
Again, if this verse, sorry that this verse is so tiny, but you can just listen as we read.
你们可以听我们来读。
In Acts chapter 22, verses 6 to 10.
使徒行传第22章第6到第10节。
But it happened that as I was on my way, approaching Damascus about noontime, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven all around me.
我将到大马色正走的时候，约在晌午。 忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我。
And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And I answered, Who are you, Lord?
我回答说，主啊，你是谁？
And he said to me, I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting.
他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And those who were with him, with me, saw the light, to be sure, but I didn't understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me.
与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。
And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Get up and go on into Damascus, and there you will be told of all that has been appointed for you to do.
我说，主啊，我当做什么？主说，起来，进大马色去，在那里。 要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。
So just to recap what happened. So Paul on the way to Damascus to try to get hold of more Christians.
所以当保罗 要到大马色去，要迫害更多的基督徒。
So a very bright light flashed from heaven.
有一个刀，从天上发一个大光。
Yeah, and Saul fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
保罗就扑倒在地上，然后有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
Yeah, and Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
保罗就问主啊，你是谁呢？
So, this was such a tremendous experience for Paul himself.
对保罗来说，那是一个很大的经历啊。
Yeah, just imagine that you are traveling all along. Suddenly, this bright light flashed from heaven, and then you fell to the ground.
你可以想一想，当你走路的时候，突然间在天上有一个大光，然后你就扑倒在地上。
Not only Saul, but his companions also fell to the ground. All of them fell.
不但是保罗，与他同行的人，他们都一起扑倒在地上。
So they must have been at the same time very frightened and also amazed at what's happening.
他们可能感觉到很惊讶，也很惧怕。
And then somebody's voice was speaking to Saul. Only Saul understand. So a voice was saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Paul asked, Who are you, Lord?
然后有一个声音就 对保罗说, 扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我? 然后 保罗就问主啊，你是谁呢？
And then we found out that the voice was the Lord, Jesus himself.
然后我们看到那个声音就是主耶稣自己的。So
he was the one that Saul was persecuting.
他就是扫罗所逼迫的那一位。When
when Paul was persecuting the disciples of the Lord,
当保罗逼迫主的门徒的时候
He was actually persecuting the Lord himself.
他其实就是逼迫主自己。
When the body, the members of the body suffers, Jesus, the head, also suffers.
当身体的肢体受苦的时候 头也受苦。
So I think in this moment of time, Saul recognized this is Jesus, the Lord.
在那个时刻 保罗就认识到主自己
Yeah, he is the one that you need to believe in and to trust in.
他是保罗应该相信还有顺服的那一位。
When the true God reveals himself to us, all we can do is prostrate before him and bow down, submit to him.
当真神把他自己启示给我们的时候，我们 不得不在他跟前来俯伏，来 顺从祷。
And then Saul said to the Lord, "What shall I do, Lord?"
然后保罗问主说：“主啊，我当做什么呢？”
And the Lord told him to go to Damascus, and there you'll be told what's been appointed for you.
然后主就跟他说：“你起来进大马色去在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。”
So now for Saul, the Lord, he is his Lord.
现在主是扫罗的主。
And he asked the Lord, what should he do?
他就问主说我当做什么呢？
I don't know about us when we were saved.
我不知道当我们得救的时候是怎么样。
At the moment that we are saved, do we ask the Lord, what shall I do?
我们得救的时候，我们有没有问主说我当做什么呢？
I don't know about you, but when I'm saved, I was more concerned about enjoying that moment with the Lord, just partaking all the grace from the Lord.
当我得救的时候，我就只是想去感受一下去享受一下那一个的时刻。
Maybe when tomorrow comes, I'll think about what I can do for the Lord.
或许明天的时候我才去想一想主要我做什么。
But Paul, being the person that he was, or Saul, being the person that he was, he asked the Lord, what shall I do?
可是扫罗就是这样的一个人他就问主说我应该做什么呢？
And so we see what immediately happens after that.
所以我们就马上看到有什么事情发生。
Next, I'm going to go through these quickly because I think we're running out of time.
我想快我们来看一看。
I'm just going to summarize them.
我想来做一个总结。
Yeah. So in Acts chapter 9, verses 8 to 9.
在《使徒行传》第九章第九节。
Well, his eyes were open, but he cannot see anything.
他的眼睛虽然是睁开的，可是他却看不见什么。
And he had to be led by others into Damascus.
他需要有人拉着他的手，就进了大马色。
And for 3 days, and he was without sight, and he didn't eat. Nor did he drink.
他三天不能看见，也不能够吃，不能够喝。
It was such a tremendous event that 3 days he didn't eat, he didn't drink, and he couldn't see.
三天不能够看，不能够吃，不能够喝，是一件很大的一件事情。
So next, and then in verse 15, chapter 9.
然后在第九章第十五节。
So. The Lord revealed to Ananias in a vision regarding Saul.
主在一个异象里面启示给亚拿尼亚。
So the Lord said, "He's a chosen instrument of mine, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake."
说到保罗是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
And next slide. And then in Acts 22:14-15.
然后在22章第14和第15节。
So this is Ananias speaking to Saul.
这是亚拿尼亚对保罗所说的话。
Yeah, the God of the fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear utterance from his mouth.
我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者。听到口中所出的话。
Yeah. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard.
因为你要将所看见的、所听见的，对着万人为他做见证。
And then next, and then we read also in Acts 26, verse 16 to 18.
然后在第26章第16到第18节里头。
And this is the Lord revealing this to Saul himself.
这是主把他自己启示给保罗。
And saying that, for that purpose, the Lord has appeared to him to appoint him as a minister and a witness, not only to the things that he has seen, but also the things which the Lord will appear to him with.
我特意向你显现，要派你做指示、做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
Yeah, so immediately after Paul was converted, or Saul was converted and saved, the Lord told him that he shall be his witness.
当扫罗他信了主之后，主就马上告诉他，你要做我的见证。
Yeah, so today too, after we are saved, we are called to be the Lord's witnesses.
我们也是一样，当我们得救之后，我们给呼召成为主的见证。
And so as a corporate body, the church too, the Lord has given us this calling or this entrusting.
主对教会的呼召也是一样，把这个的职事托付给教会。
So Paul's conversion, we see the three accounts that we read about that.
所以我们在这三处的记载里面呢，看到保罗归主的这件事。
And we know Luke recorded it three separate occasions in the book of Acts.
所以我们看到路加在使徒行传里面三处不同的地方把这件事情记载下了。
I believe that when Paul testified before others,
我想当保罗在向其他人做见证的时候
，Yeah. So when he talked about his conversion, he was saved.
他说他是如何的归向主。
In my opinion, he was not there to boast about himself or to see how great he was.
我觉得他不是在那里对自己有一些的自夸。
That's right. But he wanted to give the glory back to God.
他乃是要把荣耀归给神。
And that when others can see the great work of God upon him, that they will also turn to him.
所以当其他的人看见神在他身上的工作的时候，他们也归向神。
Yeah, so that's the same whenever we talk about our conversion of our salvation. The purpose is to turn people to God to see God's great work upon us.
所以当我们和其他人分享我们得救的这件事的时候我们的目的是要想要把人引到主那里去，使他们归向神。
We all have our own stories, how we were like before we were saved and how we are after we are saved.
我们得救之前和得救之后，我们都有我们自己的故事。
Some of you might say that, oh, there's not a lot of difference between when before I was saved to after I was saved.
有些人可能说我得救之前和得救之后没有很大的不一样。
But outwardly, even though there may not be a lot of changes for you, there is a big change in your position before the Lord.
可能在外表上面好像没有很大的改变，可是我们里面的地位是有一个很大的不一样。
Before we were so far from God, and now we have drawn close to Him, and we can be called His children.
我们以前是远远的离开神，可是我们现在可以来亲近他，我们也可以被他称为我们是神的儿女。
Yeah, but knowing that, does that change the way we live?
我们认识到这一点会使我们的生活有改变。
Or do we know the purpose why God has saved us?
或许我们认识到神拯救我们的目的。
Yeah. So we see on that day that Christ told Paul directly that he would be his witness.
就在那一天，主告诉保罗说：“你将是我的见证。”
So do we hear that calling from the Lord today?
我们今天有没有听到主对我们的呼召？
To end, just want to share a couple of passages outside the book of Acts.
结束的时候、
actually, one is outside, one is in. Anyway, good. Yeah.
结束的时候，我想再分享两节的经文。
Yeah. Next, I want to read the verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 8 to 10.
第一处是在哥林多前书第十五章。
This is Paul writing about his experience, how he was after he was converted.
这是保罗说到他信主之后他是怎么样的一个人。
He said, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also For I am the least of the apostles and not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labor even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐的我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦。这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Paul, first he said that I am the least of the apostles. He didn't think highly of himself at all.
保罗首先说到他是使徒最小的一个他是不配。
And he wasn't even fit to be called an apostle.
他是不配称为使徒的。
And he saw it's all by the grace of the Lord.
他说到这完全是神的恩典。
He can be who he is by the grace of God.
他今日成了何等人是蒙神的恩才成的。
Today, we might want to take a little bit credit when we accept the Lord.
今天我们可能会对我们接受主把一切的功劳归给我们自己。
We might say, I have to. You try to boast about yourself a little bit.
你可能会有一点的自夸。
Yeah. But at the end, it's all by the grace of the Lord.
可是到最后都是完全都是神的恩典。
That's really nothing that we have done for ourselves. It's all the grace of the Lord.
我们不能够为我们自己做什么都是靠着神的恩典。
You know, the definition of the name Paul, it means little, small or little.
保罗这个名字的意思是微小。
I think there is a little significance to that in the, when we read about Paul in the Bible.
所以当我们在圣经里面读到保罗的时候，这里面是有一点的 significant，
有
insignificant。
This significance 有重要
是有
有点重要
是有一点重要的
Paul, if you look at his life, he's done many great things for the Lord.
在保罗一生，他为主做了很多很大的事情。
So we cannot deny that, but the name implies that he is just little, small, insignificant.
所以可是他的名字确实说到他是一个很微小。是微不足道的一个人。
So I think Paul himself knows it, and he testified. If you read his writings, we know that that's the way he testified for himself.
我相信保罗知道这件事，我们也可以在他的见证上面，我们可以看得到。
He was not there to show off himself and to prove how great he was.
他不是要去显耀他自己，是。有什么伟大？
His goal was to show forth the Lord, to live out the Lord in his life.
他的目标是要在他的生命里面来活出主自己。
The student cannot be greater than the teacher.
学生不能够大过先生。
So may we learn some of these things that Paul learned or lived out in his life.
愿意我们可以学到保罗在他生命里面所学到的那些事情。
And then lastly,
最后。
So, this is to King Agrippa, Paul in chapter 26, verse 19, Acts says, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
然后在26章的第19到23节保罗说到我没有回避那从天上来的异象。
Yeah. So that was how Paul testified of himself.
这是保罗所做的见证。
Indeed, what the Lord had entrusted him on that day, he did not prove disobedient to that vision.
主在那一天所交托给他的，他从来没有违背那个异象。
For us today, let us not just be satisfied with being saved.
我们今天不要满足于我们的得救。
Let us not just live to enjoy God's grace.
我们不只是在那里来享用神的恩典。
But let us continue to live for the Lord, be faithful to Him.
让我们继续的来为主而活来对主有忠心。
To be the witness for Him that Christ calls out for.
来成为基督呼召我们成为他的见证。
That we can be faithful to what God has entrusted to us, just like what Paul did in his days.
对神所交托给我们的忠心像保罗一样。
If the Lord willing, I can share more about Paul himself later on, but I know today we have run out of time.
如果主愿意的话，我以后想继续的来多一点交通关于保罗的事。
Let's bow a word of prayer.
我们低头做个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanks for today.
我们天上的父母们为着今天，我们把感谢荣耀归给你。
And may these words continue to be impressed in our hearts.
愿意这些话继续的来放在我们的心里面。
That as about the body of Christ, as members of the body of Christ, that we desire to be your witnesses.
我们是基督的身体，是基督的肢体，我们愿意成为你的见证。
Indeed, of course, from this world and to be separated out, that we can be a testimony for you.
你从这个世界里头呼召分别我们出来，要我们成为你的见证。
So let us be faithful to what you have entrusted to us.
帮助我们可以把你所交托给我们的事情上面忠心。
And may the Apostle Paul and his life be encouragement for us today too.
借着保罗的生命来激励我们。
That is really not of ourselves. It is all the work of the Lord, and it is the Lord's mighty work.
不是由于我们自己，真乃完全是主的恩典。
And so,
主的工作。
Yeah. So we give you all the thanks once again.
我们再次把所有的感谢归给你。
We commit each one of us unto you.
我们把每一个人我们交托给你。
And give the all glory back unto you.
把所有的荣耀再次的归给你。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen. Amen.